Live niggas life. Live their whole life unrestricted. Now the doctor live told me you got 7 months. Yeah, pretty much. That's probably not the best option no more. Listen, back at the crib, back at the studio,
back in the lab.
Yeah. I guess I better. This is the first episode since like this before Christmas, after Thanksgiving, but before Christmas.
So I
got a lot of catching up to do for y'all. First of all, for all those interested and for those who might care, I had a pretty good Christmas. Mainly because I woke up, my family's still alive, we ate, boom.
That's good things to be thankful for.
Yeah, I didn't ask for much, I didn't do much. I mean, I actually just received another Christmas present today, and it's pretty amazing. I got some pajama shorts from my dad, and I know we talked about my washness, so I just had to highlight that moment of my day and my now life, Chronicles of a Wash Nigga.
Egyptian cotton, man. That's a good fabric to have when you're going to sleep.
I pulled this shit out the bag, and I was very confused because they were handed to me in a thank you bag from, like, the liquor store. And the person who delivered them, who was sitting across the table from me, just said, "Here you go, Merry Christmas." Didn't say who it was from. I'm like, bro, why am I getting a liquor store bag with no liquor in it? Talking about Merry Christmas on January 12th.
Hey, it's not about the wrapping. I didn't wrap one present this year. Everything that, if you got a gift from me, it was in an Amazon box or one of those little Amazon bags. I just ripped my name off of it.
Oh, well, let's keep it a bucket. I didn't wrap a single gift either.
I don't think we adults.
Alexis did,
now.
Though. No, Alexis wrapped everything.
Oh, yeah. You got kids and stuff, so you need to be wrapping gifts. I'm
rule.
Getting like gifts for adults. We all know the deal.
Yeah, wrapping paper is a waste of time.
Come on.
I'll do the bag life, the gift bag with the tissue paper.
Bag,
I'll do that.
You know, glitter.
Ah, fuck glitter. I can't
stand glitter. I'm saying that's on the bag already.
No, that's bad. I'm looking past that bag. I need a different one. That shit falls off, bro. That shit's the worst. It's glitter in front of my washing machine and dryer right now.
To this day.
Right now. From a fucking shirt or something that has some glitter on it. Sick. All my son's art projects hanging up behind me, glitter and shit. Them get like, I got to reevaluate if I'm hanging them bitches up for real.
That's a nice wall of art.
I appreciate that, man. It's like a very Basquiat-esque from my son. And what we do is, that's how I appreciate what he do at school, man.
The wall of Drew.
He come down here and see that, and he's like, "Oh, man, you did this for me?"
And I was terrible at arts and crafts.
Me too.
I can't color between the lines.
I'm not a...
to this day.
At this point, you're just like, just stupid.
I just don't, yeah, I guess
this
so.
This is not a sense of understanding the concept. All right, so listen, episode 30 of the People's Choice Podcast. I am TG, the host. You can find this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, I assume. But if you're really just confused about what the options are, go to tgthehost.com. Check that out, man. Everything you need to know about me is there. Listen, before I get into this, I sent out my newsletter earlier this month. And I need everybody to know that in 2019, I'm making very deliberate and conscious efforts to spend my money on black-owned businesses.
Nice.
That being said, I have partnered with Blurred Vision. I'm going to tell you about this, man, and I'm going to tell you when to shop, why to shop, and how to shop. So listen, Blurred Vision is a luxury streetwear brand focusing on merging high-end fashion with streetwear aesthetics. Our brand manages to focus on storytelling by directing the attention to premier content and visuals, further executing its storytelling goal. Furthermore, it is the attention and detail to content and not just the clothing that we embrace. With explosions of color and original designs being the hallmark of the brand, we are a 100% satisfaction guarantee company founded on quality apparel, detail, and loyalty. Listen, y'all. The ideology behind Blurred Vision is based on the true story of the brand creators. Beating stereotypes, inspiring, and proving that there are no limits. The only limits in life are self-imposed. No matter where you come from, what the situation, how old you are, or what you are wearing, everything is possible if you see the world with this vision. Check this out. BlurredVision.us. Or you can go to tgthehost.com, click partners at the top, scroll down and shop. Use my code TG10 to get 10% off at checkout, man. It's just the only way we're going to rock this. I'm going to help you. You're going to help me. We're going to help Blurred Vision make this money. Let's get to it.
Make the money, man.
D-Bell is in the building.
Hey.
God Clutch is in the building.
What's up, guys?
Forever Friday is in the building.
Forever Friday. With so many different monikers, but only one guap.
And Darren walked into the crib today. with a scarf around his edges slash hairline that matched the design on his Huaraches. A fresh lineup.
Super wavy,
and
I guess.
Like a very super flyish. What's the vision? What's the goal behind the
first
hair?
First of all, it was never super fly. Was never the inspiration for this. I'm gonna just go out here and tell y'all that it was a lot longer before super fly when this vision came to my mind, and I had the nappy scammer fro for a good like.
But you had the fade version of it though. You ain't had it all around. Like I got no, the I got the real. I got the scammer shit.
You got the scammer.
But the difference is I don't dress like the scammer shit. So when I go to work, like I get compliments on the hair.
The seasoned scammer.
Yeah, like them little niggas just go like months with no lineup, no taper, no nothing. Just look like slaves.
You know, we would kept our scammer froze crispy, but it was a time where I was watching just, it was one of these March Madnesses a couple years, the last one that passed. I said, wow, is this like the quintessential haircut for like 24 to 30 years old? Like,
not even. You got to remember, the niggas in college are 18 to 20 years old.
Yeah, so I was like, the kicker. I got to do something else. And I didn't want to cut it because I'm scared to go bald, so...
Is that where you at in your life?
Yeah.
Are you preventing baldness right now? Are you there?
I'm preventing baldness. I think that was the first thing. You say, you know what? It's different. And it's like wavy. It's fucked. So,
but that's not because you getting signs shown to you that you're going bald. Is your age decided to?
No, yeah. As you can see right now, I'm nowhere near going bald. My hair might just grow for like Snoop Dogg status.
Yeah, I don't. But I don't like.
But I think it was a moment where I felt like my barber might have pushed my hairline back, and I was like, whoa, like this cannot happen again. And I don't really like switching barbers, so I made his job a whole lot easier. You don't even got to cut the top no more, bro. Just fade the sides.
I cut my own hair, and I'm so happy I only got to hit 3 tapers, and I'm out.
Oh, yeah. If I knew how to cut this, I can't even do this to this day.
What you got to wait? So you got the side faded up, right?
Side get faded up. Then, I go to one of my stylists, and I have her do the top part.
With a curling iron.
Flat iron.
And twist your shit up.
And they don't even really twist it up like that, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they twist the flat iron while
they finesse their thing, and that's how it comes out, man. It's just fresh.
Here's my last question. Is this your scarf, or is this a scarf of a mom, aunt,
cousin?
This is
mine. I go buy my own. They told me where to go.
Okay, I'm about to say, I don't know if I've ever seen a scarf, like, by the do-rags.
They all around there. Trust me.
Listen, when I go to beauty supply, I'm very tunnel vision esque because that
so
shit
you
is
go
a black hole.
To where you see the
well, see
white
the thing is, keep in mind. Keep in mind, being that I cut hair, nigga, I walk out of bitch spend $80, dog.
Oh yeah,
I can so go for a brush and I come out of bitch spend $80.
I'm just browsing yeah, through. Like, what could help me?
But you got to, and then I'm gonna say, Lex, I'm at the beauty supply. She gonna say, oh well, she got shit. Yeah. Corey got shit. I got shit. I spent $100 at beauty supply, bro.
So that's like Target for you.
Nigga.
How Target is for me.
No, Target is like that for me too. Shit. Fuck, when I get a Target, I'll be in the fucking electronics section getting new Nintendo games and
bro,
shit.
Bro, I found myself in Kmart like 2 days ago, and I was like, how did I get here?
Where is there an open Kmart?
Ooh, Dequindre.
Oh, shit.
Somewhere.
What the fuck you doing on the East? Don't answer that on here. Don't answer
that. Let's get back to the Kmart. So I'm in Kmart and I'm walking around. It's like completely empty. It's like probably 6 rows of items, but I ended up coming out of there with some nice deals.
How many niggas was at the cash registers? One?
It was two total cash registers.
Wait, not two people, two.
It was just two people. Probably 4 people working. Like, but
nigga,
like,
the back
people was very respectful. Like, nobody was looting or anybody. Like, you would expect looting at a Kmart. Like, when has the last time you seen a
Kmart?
Bro,
I can't believe that a Kmart still open.
Yeah, got some nice slippers, some wet black for your tires, you know.
Yeah.
So, it was some good deals in there all the way.
So
shout out Kmart. Free plug.
That's hilarious. All right. We're going to get this and then we're going to get out of here. College football
2020 season.
And I'm talking about the playoffs that we just lost.
Oh, I mean, everybody lost, right?
Yeah. Listen, Jalen Hurts. Did Nick Saban hold him?
Oh, you are an Alabama fan for real,
yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
You no longer. I mean, I guess that's a train I would have hopped off of, too.
As, well, who hopped off of it? Jalen?
No, I'm talking about you hopping off the Spartan train for
no,
football.
No, I'm still on the Spartan train, no, but I've, them niggas, you just, yeah. Okay. I've been an equal.
No, I mean, as far as the actual championship game.
Jalen Hurts got hold, bro.
You feel like they should have put him in and it would have made a difference?
Not in the sense of making a difference, but in the sense that you got Jalen Hurts out the game just as fast last year and threw Tua in at halftime. Tua threw two picks, one for 6 points.
Immediately.
Before halfway through the second quarter. Not to mention his ankle was still fucked from last game. Then the nigga had tape on his thumb that he took off in the middle of a play. And you just got Jalen on the sideline who came and beat Georgia for you because y'all was losing that game.
I don't think he was going to be able to beat.
That's fine if they didn't win, but you give him a chance like you gave Tua the chance last year. You
gave him a chance. I mean, but.
And he could have left last year. He stayed faithful to you niggas. Didn't transfer. Now he got to transfer because you hold him. He tired of shit.
If he transfers, I don't even think he'll be able to play. Like, are they just. Can they. I mean, which I think they should. They should be able to transfer just like coaches. But,
and get right to it.
Yeah, get right to it. But they might make him sit out a season because it's not like he has a strong.
He can redshirt that bitch, though. He still got a redshirt available.
I don't even know how redshirting works no more. I was like, bro, I thought he was redshirt. Oh, no, he got another. He can play one more game. He can still keep his redshirt.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, it's a lot of fine print to it.
Yeah, I mean, the next, what, 2-3 college football playoffs will probably be
still the same
Alabama,
two teams.
Clemson, yeah, and whoever else. Hopefully Michigan can somehow get in there.
Ohio State lost their coach.
Ohio State lost their coach, but they, you know, they're always,
it's still Ohio State.
Pretty, yeah, decent. Yeah.
But they also just got the quarterback from.
They got Justin Fields. Yeah. That rarely works out, though.
Well, let's talk about it.
We got a couple transfer quarterbacks.
Kyler Murray. Transfer from Texas A&M to Oklahoma.
Okay.
Texas Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Where he transferred.
Hold on. I just looked at the shit. Because the last three quarterbacks from the last three classes all transferred from their initial school. Justin Fields being third. Who was the one from before?
I mean, but they transfer into schools that are competitive.
Immediately.
I guess Ohio State,
right,
is competitive.
Yeah, always.
I mean, it is what it is.
And let's be clear.
We still going to kick that ass.
Just because they don't win don't mean that he don't raise his stock. As long as that nigga do what he's supposed to do, his stock is there.
Yeah, just put up some good points.
Yeah.
Look cool.
Oh, yeah, a little swag on the field. Look
cool. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, man. But I hope Michigan continues to make some more changes out
continues
here. And I hope
to
Michigan
make
State
more.
Continues to do whatever the hell they're doing.
First of all, let's not hope that continues. We need that part to stop immediately.
Hoop season. Hoop season is among us. Even though we still got a divisional round game on right now for the NFL. And
Cowboys.
Super Bowl coming up. But the hoop season will be officially on us pretty soon. And who you rocking with first in college? As far as Michigan State, usually for Spartans, this is championship or bust. How do you feel?
The fact
that
it's usually championship or bust and Izzo is still here means that we aren't championship or bust.
Second round.
You know, I don't know, because here's the thing. The years where we're not supposed to do shit, we go to the fucking Final Four.
And in years,
the years that we are, everybody is saying this is the best. Yeah, yeah. Middle Tennessee gets us out of here in the first round. We lose to a team full of niggas with dreads.
Football player.
Yeah, bro. The one year we supposed to win, you got the best team. Everybody, number one, best team in the country. Boom. We out of there.
The Miles Bridges, they both.
He was hurt.
NBA.
Jaren
Jackson.
Yeah. He's going off.
But then it just be like Michigan. I never expect them to do much because just so much disappointment from football that it kind of drags on the basketball season.
Oh, for sure.
But they have been lifting my spirits as of late, and I'm glad that they're going to continue to do that. Hopefully they can win the championship.
Lifting my spirits is funny. Man. Wait, Michigan was in the championship game last year?
Yeah, we got a...
To Villanova.
We lost a close, very, very close game to Villanova.
To Dante, white boy with the red hair,
yeah,
who was going
who
dumb.
You will never hear about again. It, for real. The same thing happened when they played Louisville.
Silva.
Yeah, just
Siva.
Some random Siva. White dude comes well, off the bench.
Well, my man from Louisville, Montrezl Harrell, he was on that team. And they're going to rock it. He on a rock. Damn, what team is he on? Because he's a nigga wearing all the exclusive sneakers and shit.
But it's always one.
But Siva,
one dude
is not. Yeah, Siva's nowhere to be found. And my man, the short nigga Russ, being like the G League, going dumb.
One good game is a tie, and it just happened to be against us.
And that's the crazy thing about basketball. I was just having this conversation. And football is like an any given Sunday based on the game.
Yeah.
And basketball is like that one matchup, bro. You're done.
The way the ball bounces is it, man.
You'd be great, man. But if there's one nigga.
16 seeds getting out there.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, basketball is really like, nigga, do you want to let him score on you or not? That's all it is.
It's embarrassing. Everybody can see your face.
Where's your pride, bro? Are you going to let this nigga give you 30? Or are you going to pick him up at half and say, fuck the coach talking about?
Ain't nobody going to pick up the dude from Duke. They're just going to leave him wide open.
Oh, yeah, that was silly. That was silly. That was silly. And here's the thing about inbounds plays. People be always looking at the first open man.
He was open like that. I feel like that was just a missed assignment. But we beat Florida State on the tournament last year. So I think it'll be fun to watch. I really don't start watching until, like, maybe the Sweet 16.
Well, I don't know. Michigan play Michigan 13. State on February 24th.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
I'm tuned in.
Outside of that, I'm going to just look at the box. I pretty much can watch sports by
through Instagram
at the
and ESPN, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
So what about, since we talk about sports and dates, Adrian Bronner, Manny Pacquiao, next week?
Pretty much the
do we care?
Funniest thing I've heard in 2019.
Do we care? I don't know.
It's not going to be a good fight, but... it'll be very entertaining. Adrian Bronner is hilarious, bro.
He's a character.
He is a funny, entertaining character. I think that's what he's really built his boxing career on.
So speaking
not
of fights.
Not so much as being a great fighter, no, but not to at just all. Like having the ridiculous interviews and saying just like
silly shit. All the time. What yeah. about the fact that the Japanese guy that Floyd just fought? We're not discussing that fight, by the way. We're not going
to
discuss that
no,
fight.
No, there's nothing to
but
discuss.
He's fighting Conor McGregor.
The Japanese dude
is going to fight Conor McGregor.
He might stand a better chance.
I don't
Conor
know if they're boxing or kickboxing, though.
I think
though.
It's UFC.
Yeah, or, I mean, kickboxing or
kickboxing,
yeah. Because the Japanese dude is a kickboxer.
Yeah.
And Conor McGregor is mixed martial arts.
Yeah, kickboxer. They all kickboxers. Jean-Claude Van Damme will kick all their ass, though. I know that for sure.
It's like niggas are trolling their entire career.
If Mayweather fight... another dude that's a kickboxer, like, will he be considered a kickboxer at that point? Is he going to fight for, like, I don't understand.
On Floyd. Your all-time boxing list, where is Floyd?
All-time? I mean, who all-time is his size? I mean, he fights
right.
like children.
Right.
They're like children size. Right. So I'm not really sure if you could put him with...
not to
Muhammad
mention
Ali or like the heavyweight
yeah.
boy, Mike Tyson,
right?
And Vander Holyfield,
right?
Oh,
and not to mention Floyd don't knock niggas out.
He was earlier, not later. He just like he niggas, just became a defensive type
yeah.
of fighter. Which I mean, hey,
no,
it
get
works.
Your money, yeah, get your yeah, money. But if we and because he's come out and said he's the greatest ever and the best ever and he's whatever better than all these guys. And Mike Tyson says, listen, let's not let's not even talk about boxing. But how he going to be better than Ali and the people don't like him?
Yeah. Y'all do hate Floyd Mayweather.
The people don't like him. How the fuck you the best and the people don't like you?
The people really don't like anything these days. Everybody's going to end up being canceled these days.
Oh, and we're going to make our way to that. We're going to make our way to that. The
saying,
cancellation of
the cancel
ideas
culture.
And concept of people is like crack in the 80s right now. And it's like a wildfire. It's like a bunch of fucking bugs at the barbecue. Like
I think it's people are so
sensitive.
Yeah, very sensitive.
People want attention.
No, they just I think more than attention, they just want to be upset at something. Like it's oh my god, I
upset
need to,
in front of people because at home
yeah,
they don't give a fuck.
I need to show them that I'm on this. On this wagon, and I'm mad too. We are all mad in solidarity.
So you see Chance the Rapper?
his little interview thing. I watched the snippet of it.
When he said he shouldn't have made the song, yeah, right? Yeah. So
everybody come out saying they shouldn't have made songs with R. Kelly, except for Jigga Man.
Here's what else Chance said. A nigga, he dropped a tweet maybe day before yesterday, say, over the last 2 days, I've received a lot of stories and whatever, and I'm ashamed of my friends and whatever shit. And it's just like, shut up.
Shut up, my nigga.
Like, if you're going to take yourself out of that world, just take yourself out of the world. But the moment you start saying the shit, you're now in the world.
Yeah, now,
like,
you're throwing all your homies under the bus.
No, but we don't give a fuck about your homies.
Yeah, at all.
You're putting yourself in the fire.
Man.
Your homies is not fucking superstars. You throwing yourself in the fire. Every time you type a new word on that tweet, you creating more room for error.
Get rid of your Twitter.
Yeah, bro. People are going to dissect your shit down to the letter.
For your life. Your period. Whole entire life.
Don't say shit else.
Oh.
People just Omarion. I'm glad I said his name. I haven't watched the documentary, but I feel like I have to say something. We're no longer going to perform songs written by
after
R. Kelly.
This, after concert, the tour. Though. Because we know y'all want to hear these hits.
My first thought was, first of all, dog, how many more shows and tours are you going to have after this?
No, the kicker is, did you see, not too long ago, I think it might have been yesterday. It was like R. Kelly had an appearance at some Chicago
and all them bitches
club,
in front row talking about.
Had it packed out, dog.
But did you hear what they were saying?
Yeah.
Take me hostage. And I just had this conversation at work, said, bro,
that's peak of
no matter how upset these people get, it's some deranged motherfuckers in this world that's not gonna care.
Look how mad and upset people was at, like, Donald Trump and shit. And he still became
still
the president.
Fucking president.
Like, still, it's gotta be.
He's still gonna on TV and say whatever the hell he wanna say, dog.
Right.
And then 2 weeks later say he didn't say the bullshit that we got on camera.
There's gotta be another way than to just try to shame people out of whatever.
Doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
But listen, it's crazy because there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, that's
so if I do some bullshit and you got my name all over the internet, I'm gonna keep doing my bullshit.
And people gonna
and I'm still getting paid.
Shit. People gonna click shit just to
period.
Be assholes.
Period.
So I don't know. Maybe in a couple of years, I mean, it might just
it's
gonna have to reach some type of point where it just I don't know.
Well, we got to get out of the age of needing to know everything. I think people's first problem is they click everything, they watch everything, they read everything.
Yeah,
that's bro. Stop.
People want to be feel a part of stuff.
You want to be first to know. You want to know it all. You want to be the information.
Yeah,
don't do that shit, bro.
It don't even matter if it's
does
true
does not
or
matter
not
at all.
Anything.
Donald
if it's
Trump,
even good or not.
Donald Trump is trolling the shit out of the world.
The whole world.
The world. Y'all got this nigga on Twitter saying whatever he wants to say.
And it's only going to get worse. You ever seen the movie Idiocracy? I think that's what it's going to come down to. Check that out.
But speaking of movies... Is I can't help.
Oh, they coming out with the Michael Jackson movie too.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So stay there. So that conversation comes up about do we cancel Mike? Here's the funny part. I've had this conversation for months, for years. Like, why? And this is before the doc. I said, how do you think we're gonna cancel R. Kelly? And we didn't cancel Mike for them both being quote unquote pedophiles.
Right.
Right. And this is obviously before all of these stories came out, so it was still a very alleged situation. And I'm saying, listen, y'all, we've already had R. Kelly in court.
Yeah, R. Kelly.
He's already been acquitted. We've already got rid of this. Mike never even went to court.
He just paid him off.
So we've had R. Kelly in arm's reach of getting this nigga out the paint.
Yeah, and he was in front of a jury who said that, like, it was y'all, a jury of his peers, y'all let him go because he had just dropped Step in the Name of Love.
Yeah, buddy.
And y'all love that shit and y'all still play it to this day and don't act like y'all don't do it. Not saying that what he was doing was wrong or was right, but like I condone it. But I'm just saying, like, we've been through this cycle before,
right.
And it's just going to keep happening.
Not to mention he dropped a song last week on you niggas.
So unless somebody just straight up, like, off him, then just, then he'll make even more money
yep.
if that happens.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I don't know.
As soon as Mac Miller died, his album went number one.
I hope whatever the victims and shit find some type of peace with something.
Here's the thing. Can Michael Jackson be canceled?
I mean,
can Mike be muted?
Y'all can't even cancel goddamn Kanye West. How y'all gonna cancel anybody? Nobody is ever gonna get canceled.
here's another reason why Mike can't get canceled.
The damage is done.
One.
The money been made.
Boom. Mike is dead. So bro, your time to do that was in 2009.
Try to cancel Martin Luther King next time. And what they gonna take the holiday away?
Possibly. Don't
and
say
I
that.
I want that day.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah. Don't say that. They might do that. That is something that they've been juggling for years.
Man.
Mike is dead. His fortune is made. Thriller.
It all started with them damn statues.
Nobody's gonna beat that record of Thriller ago. On the billboards.
Yeah, no, they're gonna take it down. Just how they took away Louisville's championship when they cheated Michigan.
And Derrick Rose's wins from that 29-1 season and shit. It doesn't fucking matter because it happened. Them players won them games.
Reggie Bush is still alive.
Yeah, US. Yeah, bro, it happens. So canceling it.
We all sat there and listened to "Trapped in the Closet." Every guy.
Oh, y'all love that shit. That is one aspect of R. Kelly that I did not get into.
The "Trapped in the Closet."
Yeah, that one part.
It was hilarious.
That's one part I didn't get into. But listen.
I mean, but yeah, I stopped listening to him now.
Here's the craziest part: black people. Let me give white people a break here, right? Because white people were not as aware of what was going on as we were. Dave Chappelle caught the shit out years ago.
Absolutely.
The Boondocks caught the shit out years ago.
Absolutely.
We have watched skit after joke after parody of peeing
listen
on
to
somebody.
Comedians talk about it.
We've done this.
It was a joke. It was
and
a
we laughed at
joke
it. Yep.
For about 20 years.
We laughed at it. We joked about it. We put more episodes on TV about it. We paid other niggas to talk about the shit that we was paying R. Kelly to do still. If y'all was going to get dog out the paint, he'd have been out the paint when he first went to court. If y'all got a video of him peeing on somebody, bro, why are we waiting for the jury to say he's guilty?
Somebody should have whoever. I mean, I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, it's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, the only difference is he's alive, so we can technically still have some effect on his income. But Mike.
His income already affected.
It went up.
Streams went up, but
he's still packing out his shit, his club.
I think all his money, whatever he got, is going to the label, into like retainer fees and lawyers and all them houses he got. Like, that's a stressful.
Did you see that he's gonna do that Surviving Lies shit, but it got shut down?
Yeah, y'all done shut his website down. He can't even defend himself. Y'all done shut his Facebook page down.
Dog, that's why we don't have that shit.
Oh, man. He said, I saw an article. It was like, R. Kelly says he didn't watch the documentary, but he's suing everybody.
But he's disgusted.
It said he's suing everybody, in quotation. I was like, this nigga wild, man.
Did you watch the doc?
I did not watch
the documentary. Okay, we're not going to talk about it, man.
I did not. So
I watched all of 30 minutes and then Twitter.
I watched.
If you was on Twitter, you watched it.
Yeah. I watched it was one part. They had it playing at the barbershop.
Barbershop play some weird shit.
They just, it went from that to like straight up good. He's like, I'm tired of watching this shit. And then they turned to the good time. but it was it was a scene where the lady was trying to get her daughter out of the hotel or something. And that just was like, it was kind of weird to me. It had like weird dramatic background music, like a reality show. And like, they was running away from the hotel and it was nobody fucking chasing them. And it just, I was like, I don't know. Now y'all just fucking me up. Now
you know.
I knew he was guilty in the beginning. Now y'all.
Now y'all. Exactly. Exactly. But you know, my wife has kind of put me in a position to not.
Oh, yeah, you can't talk like me.
Say all of my true feelings. She knows how I feel, though.
Right.
She knows how I feel.
Yeah, I mean.
Between me and my other father, my friends who are dads and shit, it's some shit that it gets to a point where it's like.
I think the whole world is in everybody discuss, even the discussions, like, we have nothing to do with R. Kelly, like, it doesn't affect us at all. But it's like, if you don't share a certain type of opinion about R. Kelly, then you are.
And
as
the grants,
R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And that's like fucked up, though.
Yeah. If you don't come out, and that's what the celebrities are going through right now.
Yeah.
Because if you don't come out and say you're against
him.
Exactly. And then, of course.
I'm just waiting for Kanye to tweet, like, that's my brother. Like, some dumb shit.
I will hope at a point like this, because Chance is trying to do the Chicago shit, and he's losing. I will hope at a point like this where niggas around, yeah, I really like, bro. Give me a phone.
Please,
I hope Ye's camp is really keeping him busy. And he's recording an album kind of right now, Yandy. Ain't we waiting on that kind of still?
I don't know.
Just everybody Yandy should kinda. Keep everybody should keep Ye busy right now. Let's keep get this shit out the way.
Busy, man. Trato classics.
About these trolls, though. The shutdown. The government shutdown.
I haven't been affected by it as of yet. They still taking money out of my check.
And tell I'm me
still
about
paying
it.
Paying sales tax.
Tell me about it. Tell me about like, it.
So government tell shutdown me about it. Must not affect me, but I know that it's employees out there not getting checks.
There are families who get WIC. Good. That's getting fucked up in certain areas. Okay, people WIC not able to get WIC. Fucked. Yeah. So it is starting to kind of trickle down into different areas and aspects of people's lives.
That's too bad, man. I mean, y'all voted this mag man into the White House.
I got to be honest. How do you feel when you see people in person in real life wearing a MAGA hat?
I haven't seen it, but I'm sure that I wouldn't really care. I'm not about to be just angry and shit.
Yeah, no. So I don't get angry. I live in a college town, right? So obviously there's a ton of white people here.
Right.
We're in a Democratic state, but it's kind of borderline. No, it teeter totters. Yeah. No. Yeah, it teeter totters.
We voted for Trump around
here. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It kind of like our houses, we got Democrats and shit, but it kind of depends on what the day is, right? And I go to the university and I'm with white people. So we see it. I walked out of Myra the other night and white dude had on a MAGA bucket hat. Kind of turned the swag up a little bit.
Kind
of
sweet though.
A little bucket. Ye's version sucked, but the bucket hat was kind of the bucket.
The bucket hat. I did ask where you got that from.
I purposely didn't read the last word, and it just said "Make America Great" out of it. So technically, it wasn't a MAGA. I didn't see it, but I think, and it was three white boys. One of them had the hat on, but I think something in me, being in an environment like this, kind of puts me on edge a little bit.
Yeah.
Because white people and their racism, they so ballsy now.
Oh, yeah.
There's no closet racist anymore. If you want to be racist, you can. Yeah. And you
would
won't.
You rather racist be in the closet?
Fuck yeah.
I mean, they still racist, though, and they still hate you.
Right, but hate me to yourself. Because as you put me in a position where I got to punch you in your fucking mouth in the middle of Meyer, now I got to go to jail.
Yeah, but do you think they was about to put you in a position?
No. Okay, yeah. But in a sense, where we at the bar, like let's say it's the same dudes at the bar without the hat, but we drunk and dude get bumped and now his beer spill.
Yeah, then
the microaggressions come out. Yeah. So now
see everybody just take all the emotion out of it and it's not a issue. Dude wears a MAGA hat.
Right, on a regular day at 2 p.m., it's a hat.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, okay, it's a hat, whatever. He voted for Trump, clearly. You're an idiot, but whatever. Go about your day. Like, thanks. I don't really care, man.
This wall shit is silly.
Sucks. Every election from now until forever is going to suck.
Pretty much.
It's going to be celebrities running, and y'all going to be voting for them because y'all so stuck on celebrity penis and shit.
Y'all want Oprah
to run for president now. She know what she doing with the money. Y'all said the same shit about Trump. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like, fucking stop. Business. Like, vote for poor people to be like the president.
Please.
And see how they see how I work out.
Bro, people with fucking money don't care about people without money. They never have and they never will.
Dude,
period.
Trump was going to do something like, I voted for Hillary Clinton reluctantly. Like,
I mean, who else are you going to vote for?
I mean, I could have wrote myself in and fucked up the whole political process.
It wouldn't have fucked it up that much.
I voted for Jill Stein.
There would have been one ballot with your name written.
You should have voted against Trump. I mean, technically I did vote against Trump. I voted for myself.
Nigga wrote his own name.
That's not what I did. I'm
just fact that you said fuck up the whole yeah. Nobody's going to see that.
Throw a wrench into the machine, the cogs. Yeah, fuck that.
Bro, they going to flip your shit right over.
Like, yeah, man. I mean, it really don't make that much of a difference. I think people are overstating the fact that voting makes that much. Like, dude, he lost the popular vote and won electoral college.
Oh, yo.
You vote for some representatives, they still gonna take money too.
Right.
Different, like, I want to be a lobbyist when I grow up. All they gotta do is just give people money.
You gotta go to law school, kinda.
Do you gotta go to law school to be a
lobbyist? I don't know.
Oh no, you gotta be a politician to be a lobbyist.
No, 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 you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. But I do think
that's they loop though, because lobbyists get paid so much money. So like, if you're a politician right now, like you have a seat on Congress or something, like a lobbyist can offer you a job with their lobbying firm when you get your ass voted out because you suck.
And the thing about lobbying is it's a popularity contest still.
Yeah,
whose bill do I agree with the most?
Whoever paying you the most money.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So that's the whole government. In a,
and did you say when I grow up?
Yeah.
What the fuck you waiting on? Nigga worried about going bald, but he talking about when I grow up.
And a child.
Listen. A child. Listen. By now, if y'all haven't subscribed or screenshotted or posted or shared this shit, do that. Right? This is your time, right? This is your bathroom break. Let everybody know where we at. TGTheHost.com. I'm at TGTheHost everywhere. I got Wave Chappelle.
Wave Chappelle. Wave _ Chappelle. Look, eventually I'll make it simpler for y'all, but right now, Wave Chappelle at Instagram. Wave _ Chappelle. You can figure it out. I'm everywhere on there. Twitter.
God Clutch.
God Clutch on Twitter. Follow me and you can maybe figure out these mysterious codes all the time. I post interesting shit.
It's mysterious.
Hey, you can join the cult. No R. Kelly. Feel me? Fuck R. Kelly, Donald Trump, all that stuff.
Who was on your fuck list?
Whoever y'all canceling, just throw them on my cancel list too. Just so to y'all be safe. Don't cancel me. Well, hey, wait a minute. Timer. Why are people mad at Kevin Hart? I don't understand what this guy did.
I guess this has happened since the last time I
apologize.
Okay, so let me brief y'all. I hope y'all know this by now. So when he got the role, that's hosting the Oscars.
Correct.
Somebody ran through his tweets, hit the keyword search, Kevin Hart, gay. Found a tweet from 08 or 09 where he said, I just watched a nigga eat a chicken wing. He gay just pulled the bone out of his mouth with no meat. That's gay as hell or something like that. Some silly shit. Some shit that a nigga is like, we see, we laugh, we keep scrolling.
Right.
10 years later, we don't give a fuck about that tweet. So the tweet comes up. Kevin Hart is in a hot seat. Kevin Hart says, listen.
Don't apologize for nothing.
No. Kevin Hart says, listen. This tweet has come up before. These gay slurs and allegations throwing me a hate crime. We've done this before. I've apologized. I've acknowledged this shit. I'm not about to keep doing this every time somebody get mad and look up some old shit.
I feel him though.
So
just apologize once.
Oscars. No, he resigns from hosting the Oscars. He steps down. They didn't say no. He steps down. He goes on Ellen last week. Ellen says she talked to the committee. They still want Kevin to host. Kevin is like, listen.
Everybody want him to host, but people mad on Twitter.
Yeah, Kevin is like, listen. I don't have nothing against the Oscars. I don't have nothing against gay people. But this is a deliberate attack on my character. This is a deliberate attack on my career and me and as subsequently my family. Right? Because if I stop getting paid, you know what I'm saying? But
taking food
to go get some shit from 10 years ago that I've already discussed and apologized and acknowledged, that's an attack. That's a personal, let's get him out the paint.
Right.
This is not like I just happened to be at the store and I overheard him say something.
That's the name of the game, man.
This is all this was.
Keep your nose clean out there, people, and delete tweets before you get famous.
But how ironic is that Ellen is the one that's saying you should still host the Oscars?
And Ellen is like, she's the leader.
And then she gets some backlash about it because this community is the most, you can't please. They can't be pleased. Yeah. And I don't, let me backtrack because we've done a lot of political talk and this topic. These are two topics that I typically don't talk about because of the sensitive nature of these communities, the political world and the LGBTQ. And I just found out that IA is on the back of that community. You looking like you have no idea.
I do not.
Neither did I.
I'll go Google it later.
Yeah.
So it's two more letters. LBG.
Apparently, I was late to the party. Party. All
right.
Late to the party. Help me, Jesus. So that's there. So people are kind of want to be mad at him. But it's, again, like you said, they just want some shit to be mad at. Because Kev eating good. He living good. Family healthy. money not stopping. He got a new movie coming out. Like,
yeah, man.
He doing what he doing, bro. But don't be so fucking bored somewhere in your shithole of a crib. Who the fuck searches? Bro, come on, dog. Darren, let's talk about this.
Okay.
When have you ever typed in a celebrity's name and one cute gay fag? Like, when have you ever done that to find some bad shit?
I'm trying to figure out when I've ever typed in anybody's name except for Rihanna.
Yeah. When have you ever searched, and okay, let's do it as a black person.
And then, you did it, and then you was offended by the shit that you saw on there.
That's like how we talk about how girls go through their nigga phone and then be mad they find some shit.
Don't do it.
So now let's switch to the back way. I've never looked up a white guy's tweet, Twitter name, and the keyword nigger to see if he tweeted some gay, some racist shit.
They did that to that boy that killed Michigan, though. In the national championship game.
Oh, yeah. But they did it to a player in the major league.
If you said nigga, man, they gonna figure it out. But if you say anything, it's gonna be like, oh, he was a kid.
And you want to know what's so crazy, bro? The word gay can't even, like, who's offended by the word gay anymore? If a person is gay and you call them gay, they damn near are saying thank you at this point.
It's Mexicans that say nigga that's offended when you could call them Spanish. Not Spanish, you can't even say fucking Spanish.
They're not Spanish, bro. Mexican.
But then if I can't say whatever the fuck I say,
that's not a one-to-one comparison.
I want to get the whole universal.
They also speak their own dialect of Spanish. They don't speak what the Spaniards are speaking.
Basis of it is Spanish, Latin. I mean,
listen, they can probably go to Spain and understand the same way we understand.
Y'all can't be picky with this shit.
Bro, you compare Spanish to nigga.
No, I'm saying, like, they will openly and carelessly say nigga. Like, for sure. But if I call you Spanish, which isn't even that, I'm not being derogatory, you know? Is Spanish derogatory now?
They're so serious about it that they consider themselves the Latinx community.
Latinx, okay.
Latinx.
Y'all, I'm calling everybody y'all.
That's almost tricky because of how people are identifying now. It's a lot of fucking shit going on right now, bro.
We are us. Y'all.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit, bro. It's a lot of shit. On a brighter note.
Yeah, just be careful. Drink clean water. Stay out of trouble.
Clean water nowhere. Shit.
Yeah, find the cleanest.
The Millennial Tour. How you feel about this?
The B2K Tour?
Do we need Bow Wow? Little Bow Wow?
Y'all gotta put Bow Wow in there.
He's not on there.
Oh. Well, I guess he's bigger than the tour, then. He's bigger than
the tour. Or does he think he's bigger than the tour?
I don't know.
My theory is he tried to get more money than Dave World trying to pay niggas.
Damn. So, I'm washed. Okay. I just realized it. If that's because I would rather, like, a Drew Hill and a Blackstreet.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Relax. You got to relax.
Damn.
You got to relax. Here's the thing, bro. They got old ass Yin Yang Twins on that tour. What was Yin Yang Twins the first time to come to mind is what?
What?
What's the first Yin Yang Twins song to come to mind?
Where do you see my dick?
How you could have just said the whisper song.
I didn't know the actual name to it.
Except that they whispered the whole song.
Where do you see my
ow? Like, all of a sudden not whispering.
It's like weird drops. Ow.
Have you remember the remix to that song?
No.
You gotta listen to the remix because Free, like 106 and Park Free. She had a pretty interesting verse.
Wow. Hey, they got AJ.
Who is they?
Whoever the collective social media is that outs these
people. He in the hot seat?
Yeah.
What did he do? What? AJ Calloway?
Sexual harassment. Torrey.
I saw the Torrey shit. I didn't see AJ. AJ must have just hit today.
AJ's been on the last couple of weeks.
Yikes. Did you see the Torrey screenshots from the conversation?
No. What was the sexual harassment?
He was pretty much.
Was it bad?
It was like, yeah. So this is where I can get this. Like, it really felt like harassment reading the conversation, especially since he didn't deny any of it. And basically, there was a young lady that they worked together, and she said every day it would be like I wonder what you look like in this position, or I wonder what it would be like doing it this way, or like how you would sound when we, like, some real creepy shit. She didn't say what she would be saying in person, but in the threads, it was like, it's amazing. Or, like, I can only imagine what these other girls are going through because I know I'm not the only one you've ever done this to. and she only felt obligated to say something
because she saw him on the
R. Kelly shit, and that he interviewing too, and that he interviewing everybody about their shit and all of the like. And that's when she's like, all right, he not about to be just walking around acting like he don't do this sick shit too. Yeah, so in that regard, I'm like, you know what? I feel it.
But they had to put Torre on the documentary because he was the old one interview. That asked a question yeah. to this nigga.
Right? That's all they should have asked that nigga then. He should have been saying no extra shit.
Yeah, after that.
He all he should have brought up was that interview when he said what he said.
Saying,
and we ain't have to see the nigga no more.
Just stop saying dumb shit to women at the end of the day, bro. Just say some nice shit.
Now watch this. The Jeff Bezos shit.
He was just awesome.
Did you see what he was saying to his shit?
I think he might have had Alexa write his shit.
That's exactly what that shit sound like. Dog said, I want to love you alive, girl. Yeah. I want to show you with my body, with my mouth.
Now, that's a...
He was on some weird shit.
It's a $65 billion split up.
69.
Or $69 billion. I mean, he won't
potentially,
be able to tell
potentially.
The
that's not final. Here's what I
see in the billions. It's just
texting. Here's kind of one of my theories about people who are doing this uncomfortable, creepy shit to women. It's a good chance they've been socially awkward their entire lives.
Right.
There's a good chance that their entire lives they were getting either never even approaching girls to begin with or getting rejected by girls for a long time.
You don't make giant corporations like Amazon or Facebook
without being socially awkward.
If you wasn't a big time loser in college and high school,
because you had basically you had too much time in your hands to create some shit like this.
You had to create, you're like, dang, nobody would fuck with me. Like, I need to make
shit on niggas.
Like, they have to like super shit on like to make $100 or something billion.
The fact that he was fucking his man's wife. That he introduced
them to
each other.
They was estranged. I think that,
they was estranged because he was fucking his wife.
It's a lot of weird shit that goes on in Hollywood. I'm sure the same weird shit goes on in Silicon Valley.
White people are the weirdest people ever.
Hey, like, hey, bro.
Ever.
This is my wife.
Ever. I think
it's a category in that on Pornhub or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing. Only white people will watch another dude smack their wife. Like, this is weird shit. That's weird shit. So, listen. While I talk about white people being the weirdest people, the story about the robots killing
people.
I don't
got no problem with white people.
Me either, but I'm just going to tell you that I believe y'all the weirdest motherfuckers. White, there's white people who feel like, yo, white people are crazy.
I'm black, and I feel like some black folks is crazy.
Absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely. I don't defend black people just because they black.
I mean, I don't often have issues with white folks.
Me either.
And I definitely do not defend black folks just because they're black, and I definitely will not buy some shit just because you are a black person selling it.
But that don't got nothing to do with Blurred Vision. Go to blurredvision.us.
Yeah, nothing to do with them. They got my shit. I ain't gonna
discount code TG10.
They design. Somebody gonna bite off their design. So make them pop and remember where they came.
Yeah, let's get niggas on first.
Yeah. What was he saying? I guess we forgot.
Nah, I had some after Jeff Bezos. You made me forget. Oh, the robots. The robot shit. The robots killed 23 people. It's 4 robots. Killed 23 people.
Oh, in the lab.
Yes. They shut the fucking robots down. The last robot said, fuck this, booted himself back up, and got niggas out the paint.
Oh, yeah. It's going down. I told y'all, after this year, this is the last year I'm giving y'all. This is a warning for the world. Stop getting pregnant. Don't bring no babies out here no more. Because it's all down here from here, y'all. I'm telling you.
Here's my concern. How many movies are in the fucking universe, Darren, about creating artificially intelligent robots where we lose at the end of the movies to the robots who are too fucking smart?
Just on my way here, going up to 275 North, I'm looking to the left. There is a building called Humanetics. And it's a robot on the side of the building that looked like the same one from iRobot, bro.
I was
like, this is gonna be the episode.
Yeah, we're done.
Of shit that gets fucked up, and I'm about we're to done. Move.
I haven't tapped into Black Mirror, but I hear that show says a lot of.
That looks so real. Like that seems like stuff that could literally happen.
I've said this on numerous episodes. Black people ain't out here creating this silly shit. Mexicans ain't building a fucking robot to outsmart every human in the room. What is the point?
Says natural.
What is the point?
We need somebody better to take care of this earth.
Somebody.
We're fucked up.
But here's the problem. Before us, fucking humans, the world took care of itself just fine.
Yeah, everything was tight.
The natural order of things worked out. Timing was perfect. Natural selection did what it needed to do. Yeah. There was enough water. There was enough food. Like, shit.
Air was clean.
As soon as greedy fuckers hit the earth and they needed to mass produce every fucking thing.
Well, as soon as that comet hit the earth, it fucked up everything.
With the dinosaur shit?
Yeah.
That's what you want to talk about?
That was the first thing, there's
a natural selection element there. Dinosaurs got out the paint, and earth got right back to what it was doing.
So
it was easy.
The earth about to flood itself, so
I don't know what the look.
Y'all better learn how to swim.
I'm gonna be honest. There are times like this where I really be like, okay, Jesus said he won't gonna flood the earth no more.
Fire.
But when is this bitch gonna catch fire? Because I am sick.
Fire. It might be
snow. But listen, them wildfires in Cali.
Yeah,
every time one of them bitches happen, I'm like, oh shit.
That's like old news. They've been burning for about six years.
Every time I hear something about the sun, I just got a headline the other day talking about the
solar flares.
The sun's going to cool off and the whole world's going to freeze over. Jesus, come get us. Please.
Y'all better try to go get him.
Listen.
Y'all need to go find Jesus.
Go get him. Jesus, what are you doing?
Somebody to go get
help me, nigga. SOS. Y'all need a flare and everything, because this shit is getting ridiculous, man.
Mighty God.
What album are you listening to right now, man?
Ooh, I've been listening to Songs in the Key of Life.
Okay, we're taking it back. Reverend Stevie.
I'm working on this new project myself, so I didn't want to like hear any new
rap. I want to cloud your head up with a lot of reckless
any
shit.
New rap. Tina Marie, Aretha. I got some.
Oh, yeah, you really. You trying to get some like inspiration.
Prince, you know.
I see it.
I'm looking for the Prince. Oh, I've been listening to the Cudi, though.
You trying to let your soul glow. But Cudi ain't new. We don't have no new Cudi right now.
Yeah, it ain't no new Cudi.
Cudi last drop was 10, 9?
No, Kiss See Ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Last year.
Yeah, fairly recent.
Is that the one you're talking about?
I did go through that one. I was listening to Man on the Moon.
I don't really count Kids See Ghosts. Ain't that with Ye? Ain't that the
collab-ish? Like,
is that a collab album?
It's a
collab. Are both of them on every song?
Yeah, wait a minute. I think they are both.
Oh, that's a collab album.
Yeah. I think Ty Dolla $ign is on a couple of them.
Lil Duval just dropped a song Friday.
Lil Duval.
Called Pull Up.
The comedian Lil Duval?
Yeah, apparently he's a musician now. Listen, the song is cold.
I'm done with y'all.
It's Duval and Dolla $ign, and that bitch is it. When we cut this off, I'm going to play that bitch for you, and it's a heater, dog.
Splice that in there.
That shit cold.
I'm going to listen to it on my way.
That shit hard, dog.
Lil Duval.
What movies you looking forward to this year?
Ooh.
You know what's coming?
I don't got any particular movies. I'm looking for True Detective season three to come out on HBO. And right now, that's all.
So we all know what's coming out, right?
What movie? Yeah, hit me.
Let's run it down a little bit. We got Lion King, Avengers, Captain Marvel, John Wick 3, Toy Story 4. There's a Sonic movie coming out in November, which could raise some eyebrows and bring some old video game heads out of the their homes where they live on a computer. I'm starting to see. Bad Boys 3 is in the works. Will Smith posted that picture of the scripts.
Oh, wow.
So we're getting closer and closer to some real
Bad
shit.
Bad Boys 3.
Yeah, I can't say I'm excited just yet.
I can't say I am excited. I definitely wasn't expecting it. It's something you go see, though. You
know, like, for the culture. But it's one of those things where it's like, though, we were okay. Yeah, like we didn't need a Rush Hour 3.
It's definitely going to be Rush Hour 3.
It was terrible. It was in Paris, I think.
Yeah.
Or the chick who pulled her wig off and the cold was on her scalp and shit.
Trying to grab money.
Yeah. They're bored.
But then, you know, the producer, Jerry Bruckheimer, super like millionaire. That's what he does.
Oh, the Bumblebee movie. They can't let Transformers go.
Transformers, Pirates of the Caribbean.
The Rock
Big
from Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Rock and Jonathan Statham.
Yep.
They got their spinoff coming.
Big box office films. All the movies out are like either remakes, sequels.
A lot of reboots. They are even.
Jordan Peele coming with that original.
Oh, yeah. Us.
I think that's
coming out. How you feel about that?
I think it'll be amazing. I think Jordan Poole is a very talented writer, director. I mean, Get Out was pretty dope until y'all start breaking it down and coming out with all these theories. About, can we just watch the movie?
Well, they're going to do the same shit for us.
And it ain't even, ain't nobody seen it yet. Y'all done made a think piece on a 20-second trailer.
And threw it in the Proud Family shit.
Yeah. I'm like, just relax, man. Can we just watch the movie and be happy? He used I Got Five on it because it symbolizes the way that we didn't get 40 acres in a mule, but we had five. I'm like, bro, just
yo, somebody the said movie that shit, dog.
Even out yet,
did
man.
You hear what he said about that song, though?
What he said, I just thought it was dope.
He said it was a dope song.
Yeah.
He said, and when you break it down, it kind of sounds like a scary.
Yeah.
And I said, when I watched the shit, I said, damn, he was right. Because we've never listened to that in a scary light. Because niggas was smoking and we was chilling and we was being who we was. Just, I got five on it, nigga. Whatever you got, I got five on it.
You
imagine
know,
a nigga saying, so I got five on it, dope, in 2019.
Man. I think a lot of black folks might be
reluctant to go see it still.
Yeah, because it's not about like the white man. It doesn't look like it's the antagonist.
You got the whole Black Panther cast in that bitch.
Yeah, that's dope too.
M'Baku.
I think Jordan Peele, I think he's doper than Tyler Perry. But I think it's a lot harder to write horror films, and Tyler Perry just kind of...
What I will give Tyler Perry credit for is keeping people employed.
He did what?
Keeping people employed.
Oh, yeah.
Because the people in his cast, we've seen in nothing else.
The dude with the fake braids? I forgot.
That was Shamar Moore.
In what? Real Husbands of Hollywood?
No. Who are you talking about?
It was like a dude with some... I think it's about... It's a dude with fake braids in every Tyler Perry movie.
Shamar Moore has some fake ones in Family Reunion.
Yeah, but no, he do keep dudes employed. They had that one dude in there. Antoine Fisher was in one of them Tyler Perry
movies. Yeah, but when I say his people, I mean the people that he brought from the stage plays.
Okay, yeah.
All the singers.
He going back on stage, though, too.
Because that's where we get the good Tyler Perry. Yeah.
I think that's where he should stay at, on stage. Like, that's good.
And at this point, what he's doing now is you let people come record their films on your studio grounds. And you keep your money coming in.
Yeah, keep that money rolling.
Because I got to be honest, I don't need any more Tyler Perry movies.
Don't need no more Tyler Perry.
He's retiring Madea.
Don't need no more Spike Lee joints unless he comes.
Well, Spike Lee is versatile, though, because for a long time, I don't know, Inside Man was Spike Lee.
Yep, Spike Lee was Inside
Man.
So,
Spike Lee
directed Cat Williams stand-up. Special.
He just did something else not too long ago too, didn't he?
Yeah. So I mean, he do a lot of Spike Lee does cool shit.
Spike Lee is so in the game though. He can cook from the background.
It's time for some new black writers and directors to emerge.
So who we looking for?
Coogler,
yeah.
Dude that did Black Panther. He's pretty dope.
And Fruit. Did he do Fruitvale or Creed?
Creed. Yep. Issa Rae. She's a pretty talented.
Oh, she got a new movie coming out.
She got a new movie.
Did you see that preview?
I did not
her,
see
her, Regina Hall, and little baby girl
movie.
From...
But I am responsible for putting a lot of people up on Insecure and Awkward Black Girl before y'all knew what it was.
I've never seen either.
Oh, man.
I don't have a lot of time to get to Netflix.
I want Gambino to come out with a new season of Atlanta.
I heard that was fire.
Never watched any of it. It's pretty good. I mean, a lot of people... I guess it's polarizing. It's very well written, but... Some people understand.
I wish Netflix wouldn't have canceled The Get Down.
The Get Down, yeah. I've never watched it, but I know a few people that were disappointed that they canceled that.
Season 2 of The Punisher comes out this week. I'm excited for that.
Didn't watch season
1. I'm surprised. You would like The Punisher.
I haven't seen The Punisher since John Travolta was in The Punisher.
You would like Punisher.
I might check it out.
Yeah, you would like that. Don't watch Iron Fist. I'm surprised they canceled Luke Cage, but I also didn't watch season 2.
Luke Cage is out of there. How you like Black Lightning?
It was corny WB shit, but it was cool. Yeah. It was cool. Black Lightning was cool. What I watched that on Hulu, I think. Black Lightning was cool.
Oh, no. I guess it's cuffing season, so maybe I look, you know.
Cuffing season almost over at this point.
Oh, really? Is this when y'all end it? Because really, winter is just about to start now.
That's true. January 21st or December 21st? January
21st? Winter started December 21st.
Okay.
But it's going to go until July 21st, like this year.
That's what I told somebody, too. They said, we might get out with no snow. I said, little do you know.
It's going to be long as hell.
We're going to hit the spring. Groundhog. Bro, I've been so tired of Groundhog Day all my fucking life. Bro. White people, dog.
I never observed Groundhog
Day. Why the fuck are we waiting on the Groundhog to tell us?
I do like the movie.
Groundhog Day? There's a movie?
There's a movie called Groundhog Day.
Never heard of it.
John Belushi? No.
Because the first thing I thought about was...
Not John Belushi.
Groundhog
What's
Day?
The white dude? I forgot his name, so forgive me.
So listen, listeners.
Hey.
I'm going to get back on
back
the show.
Back to y'all, listeners. What's up?
No. I'm going
to
get back on the show, and I'm going to talk about the R. Kelly situation, but I'm going to talk about it from a different lens. I'm going to have a guest here who is a very versed and studied and researched person in psychology and mental health, and particularly mental health.
Oh, that'd be an interesting one.
Particularly mental health in the black community. So it's going to be a very in-depth situation from a much different angle than I've taken a lot of my topics. So it's going to be a lot of this person talking about the different mindsets of not just R. Kelly and the victims, but even the parents, even his staff, and where their heads and their minds were or even are today, his brothers. And, you know, he got a brother incarcerated and his daughter who I don't know. Like, I think she coming out to tell a story about something. So stay tuned, man. But like, you know, tell somebody where we at. TGTheHost.com, Wave Chappelle, God Clutch.
Wave _ Chappelle, God Clutch on Twitter.
Forever Friday.
OCDWave.com. We'll be relaunched.
Wait, when did that happen? I was about to say.
Yeah, so we launched it. I didn't understand how much work went into keeping a website going and stuff. So now I'm more versed in it. So that'll be relaunched. And give it 16 days. All right, do that.
But can we hold you to the 16?
You can hold me to the 16. I got a countdown going down right now.
On your story? You got to throw the countdown on your Instagram
story.
No,
I don't really put a little countdown on my story. And I'm going to start posting some more pictures on Instagram. But, like, y'all post a lot of boring shit. So I would like for my shit to be
not as boring.
Cool to look at.
Everybody posts boring shit to somebody.
I'm not like, yeah. I just laugh at a lot of memes, bro. Like, that's the funniest stuff in the world to me right now.
No, yeah, no. Like, Twitter is one of the funniest places in the world.
Twitter is the place to be. If y'all don't got a Twitter, y'all need to go ahead and get a Twitter. And make sure you follow me.
Twitter is one of the funniest places in the world. So, listen. That's where we at. That's what we got. Blurredvision.us. Use checkout code, discount code, TG10. I shouldn't have to tell you to throw my name in caps, man. Capitalize my shit. Put some respect on my name.
Put some respect on his name, playboy.
Do I got any more announcements for myself?
You got gigs coming up? Any gigs?
They not signed, sealed, and delivered, so I can't talk about them. So listen.
No.
Subscribe to the website, the newsletter.
Things.
The newsletter will be coming out February monthly, man. That's going to pretty much keep you updated for everything that we got going on in case you missed something. Whether it be on here, whether it be on social media, man. But you could have that locked in. But yeah, man, tell your mama.
Oh, yeah, add me on PS4, Xbox.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, it's 2019, man. Every day is Monday. Get up and do some new shit. Make some shit count, man. Let's get to this money, man. You take care of your kids, man.
God bless.
We out.
I love you.